Welcome to the Sabres is Good weekly podcast. Each week, Chris Kernan and I will discuss our thoughts on the past week's Sabres news and what we feel is relevant for the current and upcoming weeks. This is a show for Sabres fans. If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, you can email the show at saberspodbox@gmail.com. Hello, Sabres Nation. I'm David Bloom here now, as always, with Chris Kernan. Oh, good. How you doing, Chris?
Real good.
That's great. Yeah, a good reason to be feeling good was 5 points out of the past three games.
Yeah, it was a pretty solid last three games, I would say. You know, still can't beat Ottawa, but we got into a shootout with them, and hopefully we're getting closer, I guess.
Yeah, we took a point away from them, so.
Yep.
And the good news is they're still below us in the standings.
Is good also.
Yeah. Other news, Tony Ludman made his Olympic team back in Finland, I believe.
That's right, yeah. He finishes out the roster there, and that's good for him, considering I don't believe we have another Sabre that's on an Olympic roster of any kind, I don't believe.
Yeah, they didn't announce...
Talinder, maybe?
They announced the final rosters, I think, tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
And then they announced like the playing rosters February 13th. Anything can really change until then, but if you're on the roster tomorrow, you're pretty much on the team because you're going to train with the team and do all that stuff, you know? So,
right. Okay.
I'm pretty sure Ryan Miller's going to be on the roster.
The U.S.? Okay.
Yeah. And then, Jason Pominville, they said, was an alternate when the summer camp. So, he's just starting to hit his stride though here, so.
It's true. We'd like to still see more out of him.
Do you have anything else in news? Drew Stafford, right?
News. I mean, yeah, Drew Stafford came back after getting benched in St. Louis and watching the game from the press box. I think every Sabres fan believes he came back pretty hard there and had a 3-point night, scoring 2 goals, especially one in that penalty shot, that was a big one to get us back in it, put us down 3-1 instead of 3-0.
And that assist, too, he did all the work on that Gostad goal.
He got the puck across the crease.
Patience.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we feel pretty good about Stafford, and hopefully he can keep that up and bring more of that every night.
Yeah, he shows his potential every now and then, but he doesn't keep it there, you know?
Right.
He doesn't play on that level all the time. Which is unfortunate. That's pretty much it with news, right?
I would say so. Winter Classic is tomorrow. I mean.
Oh, that brings back good memories. I was at that game.
I wasn't. I thought I was going to that game, but then tickets went away, I guess, at the last second, and I wasn't able to go.
Oh, that's too bad.
But yeah, it started in Buffalo, which I think was probably the best Winter Classic so far. I mean, the snow, the crowd, the football stadium as opposed to the baseball stadium.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
There were guys in my row down in front that didn't have shirts on.
Yeah, those knuckleheads, I tell you.
Oh, crazy hooligans, huh?
That's right, they sure are. A lot of them in Buffalo, but we love them.
Oh, we definitely do. All right, we'll get into the review.
Okay. It was a beautiful day. All right, well, welcome back to Sabres is Good Weekly. This is Chris Kernan, and we're right now into the review segment of the show. We're going to take a look at the previous three games the Buffalo Sabres played, starting with losing to Ottawa on Saturday, December 26th, the day after Christmas.
Boxing Day.
That's right, yeah, Boxing Day in the U.S., that is, up in Ottawa. Boxing Day was on Monday.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I just found that out this week. But we lost 3-2 in a shootout. Still unable to defeat Ottawa, I guess. Goal scorers for that game were Vanek and Pominville, and it was a scoreless third period for both teams.
Yeah, I remember we went down 2-0, then tied it at 2, and then somehow, whenever we do that, we normally win, but then we lost.
Right, yeah.
And then Miller let in both his first two shots right against him, and the shootout went in, right? So.
Yeah, I believe so, right? And, of course, we weren't able to score at all.
Right.
Which doesn't help the goalkeeper.
Right, of course.
But, yeah, you'd like to see some shots go in the shootout there. That might be something we got to work on. And what I'm seeing, we don't really have go-to guys much anymore for these shootouts. I mean, we used to have Al Kotalik. He used to be a pretty good go-to guy. Vanek used to be, pretty good in the shootouts. But we're seeing a lot of shakiness throughout the year here with the shootouts. And,
we have Hank Tillinder, though. He's like Hank Tillinder. He's like one for one all-time career, right?
Yeah, well, should put him out there a little more often than that. Well, I mean, if there's nothing more to say on that game, tough loss for us to the divisional foe. We then played on Sunday, the next day in St. Louis. We took the plane to St. Louis, and we won that game 5-3 in what looked as, pretty close game throughout much of it.
Yes.
All the way towards the end.
Yeah, that looked like a very close game. Until it was pretty much the turning point when Myers was falling down, and he knocked that pass out. I think St. Louis was on the power play at that time, right?
Yeah, they were. It was a shorthanded goal.
Yeah, Myers knocked the pass while he was falling down all the way down the ice. Greer skated down and got it, and then turned and fed it right to Connolly. Yeah, that was good for Christmas. He got 3-point night.
That's right.
For those of you who don't know, I refer to Mike Greer as Christmas because he wears number 25. Chris knows that, though.
Yeah, I do now. Thank you, Dick.
You knew that before. Come on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, Hesh opened up the scoring for us. Greer had two and Connolly had two, as we said. I believe, did Hesh come back and tie it 1-1?
Yeah, he was the first goal.
Right. Okay. St. Louis was taking the lead on us, although we grabbed a 2-1 lead, then they tied it up, then I believe they took the lead on us 3-2, and then we tied it up, so it was a sort of a back-and-forth game.
Yep.
And, I mean, not much to say about that. Pat Laleem got the win in that one. I was thinking Miller played, but Laleem played for us.
The whole St. Louis game?
That's right, yeah. I forgot about that, yeah, because Miller had just played the night before, and then we wanted him to
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
I wasn't thinking about it. Yeah, but Laleem got the win on the road. Let in 3 goals, but good to see the players back him up and
get more in the opposition.
Right. All right, well, I guess we'll go to the next game here.
Yep.
The next game we played was against Pittsburgh, excuse me. That game was played on Tuesday, December 29th.
In Buffalo.
In Buffalo, in the HSBC Arena.
Yep.
And we won that 1-4-3 in a very, very nice comeback. We were down 3-0 in the second period, I believe.
Magical,
that's right.
That's the type of stuff that you, after that's over, you look back and think about that playoff run in 05-06, you know?
Right, that's the cardiac kids.
It makes you think about all those comebacks when Chris Drury scored with 7 seconds to go in the following playoff series, remember, the following year.
Yep, to beat the Rangers, to tie the game against the Rangers, and we won it in overtime.
Oh, yeah, they weren't going to win after that happened, no way.
Oh, certainly not. When you got Max Afinagan off on a power play.
That's right.
Ryan Miller started off that game, and from what we saw on the TV, the 3 goals that he let in were not Ryan Miller typical let-ins, I don't think.
Yeah, some guy took a shot from the half boards.
Right, Billy Guerin took a shot from the half boards.
That was ridiculous. That's
sort of a floater, top corner. I mean,
he wanted that one back.
No deflection, no screen or anything, and yeah, those kind of goals you'd think Ryan Miller would stop.
Yeah, but he's just having a, he can't. You know, we get on players, sometimes they're taking nights off. I guess Miller was just having an off night,
That's true. I know. happens sometimes, and you know, he can't be there all the time. He has been there for most of the year, and so it's good to see Patrick Laleem see that and come in and take his place and
do a
good job with, you know, 27 saves, I believe you said.
All 27, yep.
That's right, yep.
There are lots of interesting things that come out of this game, really. Did you see how angry Miller was when he got pulled?
I did. He was throwing his equipment back into the tunnel there.
Yep, he was pissed.
Yeah, but he was. And, well, I mean,
no one wants to...
Right move. He saw his goalie down and took him out.
Yeah, exactly. No one wants to get pulled. You know, they want to keep fighting with their, you know, teammates. So, mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Yeah, me too.
And then Stafford's comeback in that game.
That's right. Stafford, yeah, he watched the game before, and he was on the ice and for the penalty shot to happen. Jay McKee covered up the puck in the crease, and Stafford was on the ice. Someone's got to be on the ice in order to take the shot. And
yep.
Stafford took it and went in. You could see the look of joy on his face.
Yeah, yeah, relief, more or less, right?
That's right, yeah, relief.
That I would say that would be the turning point of the game, the penalty shot.
Right? I would too, yeah. You just kind of, you knew it took a while to review. The camera was on Stafford for a while, sort of dramatic. This guy coming back, is he going to make it? If he misses, he's just the same old Stafford. And
right.
He put it in and he went on to score one more and set up another and set up the game tying goal. And then Pominville finished it off for us with the game winner.
Yeah, that's and that was like the something else that we weren't getting in a while, power play goal, you know?
That's true, yeah.
So it all came, it was a great, you know, great game for the Sabres as a team.
I agree.
Everyone had to contribute. Actually, I thought Paul Gostad had a great game too. He got that one goal, but he was really like driving in the corners and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I think Gostad has done a nice job this year. If we're ever down, he's usually the one to come out to get a hit or to try and set up a goal. I mean, he's not a big goal scorer, but to see him scoring in big-time moments, it seems like, this year. And
yeah.
Just taking on a good leadership role.
He might be playing the best hockey we've ever seen him play.
I think that's true. That's a good statement there.
Yeah. All right. That's the review for those past three games. What are your thoughts? I like to do this every show because it's like interesting to see if, you know, three or four games can change someone's thoughts on the outlook of the season. I believe last week, well, I know last week I said division championship, third place, and you went a little bit further, actually. You said, like, out one and out, or if not one and out, definitely two and out in the playoffs.
Right.
What do you still feel that way?
I mean, I think it's still early to tell. I mean, if we can use this Pittsburgh game as sort of a springboard to better games and, you know, better games down the road here, down the stretch, finish out the season, we still got a long way to go. But, I mean, I think it's three games isn't really going to change my mind a whole lot. If they then continue to play like they did in the Pittsburgh game where they can show against, you know, Stanley Cup champions that they can win a game and come back in a game and show a lot of heart, and maybe Stafford could do stuff like that every night and Pominville can do stuff like that every night, and then maybe I'll change my mind, you know, maybe within the next month or so. But right now, yeah, I'm seeing first or second round into the playoffs, which would be good for us. I mean, especially with these young guys who, you know, haven't been to the playoffs in the past 2 years. These young guys can say, you know, we pretty much started this playoff run, and after our big names left, we had to rebuild a little bit, and we're back into the playoffs. So I think it would be a good thing, but
okay.
I'm not seeing maybe Eastern Conference Finals. Divisional championship, I'm, you know, I could definitely see either way. I don't really have a strong opinion on, but
where do you see the regular season ending? At what seed in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, if we don't get the divisional championship, I think we'll be in the mid-range, fourth or fifth place. But if we do, of course, we'll be most likely in third, unless we beat out who's ahead of us. Is it New Jersey and Pittsburgh, is it?
Yeah, I've got it here. New Jersey and Washington are ahead of us. Yeah, we have one game in hand on Washington, but New Jersey has one game in hand on us. But we'll get to that when we get to standings, which actually happens to be next.
All right, well, we'll move right into it. Is Good Weekly here, and we're in the standing segment of the show.
Yes, we are.
Buffalo is currently sitting in third place of the Eastern Conference with 52 points behind Washington with 54 points, and New Jersey is in first place with 57 points, and Buffalo is in first place of the division over Boston. Buffalo, of course, has 52, and Boston has 47 points.
We're in good shape.
I would say so. You know, we're consistently winning, I would say.
A 5-point lead from on our division rivals, and then 5 points away from the lead on the conference.
Right, right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, a conference championship, I mean, sitting in first place in the Eastern Conference, that wouldn't be totally out of our reach, and definitely winning the division is nowhere near out of our reach. I think if we don't win that would be upsetting.
It would be a disappointment if we don't win the division, yeah.
Right.
We'd have to have some sort of mini collapse not to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I see that. I don't think I see that happening this year with the addition of Greer, you know?
I certainly hope not, you know. Hopefully there's no type of big injury like a Miller or a goal scorer that we need, like a Vanek or someone solid in the lineup like a Gostad or something. But yeah, hopefully if injuries, you know, go our way, I think we'll be all right.
Yep. And just rounding out the conference here, below Buffalo in third is Pittsburgh, who has actually one more point than we do. That would be fourth, and then fifth is Boston, sixth is Ottawa, seven is Montreal, and eight is Philadelphia. So right now, if the playoffs started today, we would play Ottawa.
Right, which, of course, would be a tough first-round game.
Not exactly comfortable.
Exactly, yeah. One year we won the President's Trophy, we weren't able to beat Ottawa a whole lot, and we found them in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we lost to them.
Yep.
That was worse, supposedly worse than us.
Right. And, or it could go the other way. Like, the first year, the year before that, they were first in the conference, and then...
Right.
But they did beat us all year, too. And then we just beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was sort of a back and forth all year, but...
They had a 10-4 win that year against us.
Oh, they did, okay.
Yeah, that was...
We beat them maybe, a few times, but...
Yeah.
We were able to beat them in the divisional series there, so I guess that's all that matters.
I agree. Injury-wise, Chris Butler came back from injury.
That's true. Yep.
I think he might have been the only person that was injured at the time, right? Coletta was injured?
Coletta did.
He came back.
Was that the St. Louis game that he came back? Pittsburgh.
Coletta, I think he came back in the Ottawa game, didn't he?
Did he against Ottawa?
I'm pretty sure he did. Maybe it was St. Louis. But I know he came back, like, since the last time we talked.
Right, within the last three games.
Yeah. And it says here, the 28th, Coletta suffered a leg injury, but he's missed zero games because of it. So I guess... That I don't know why it says that. And then Roy got injured in the Ottawa game. Remember that late in the game?
Okay.
And then I don't think he played the St. Louis game. Did he play? He played the Pittsburgh game, though?
I don't know if he did either, actually. Still looking up injuries here.
Oh, okay. I don't remember noticing him.
Me neither. That's the thing. That's what I'm going by.
Yeah, it's funny because Don't get me wrong, guys. We are really good Sabres fans. We just, you know, it's...
Yeah, you know, it's just tough to remember, you know, that Roy didn't play.
Yep, yeah, Roy did not play the past two games. So maybe he'll be back. I don't know. I haven't heard much about it, so it doesn't seem like it's that serious, right?
Hopefully, yeah, but we never know. Sometimes they keep it quiet. Depends on what it is, I guess.
He is one of our goal scorers.
That's true, yeah. He's been pretty consistent.
Yep. All right, so let's get into the three stars and the prediction.
All right.
Lying in the park on a beautiful day. Sunshine in the grass and the children play.
All right, getting to our three stars now. My first star would be Lalim. Like you said, he played, he won two games basically for us, you know, so I don't know if he gets stats for the Pittsburgh as a win or not, just a relief performance, but he pretty much.
I think he might, Dave, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so he gets, he got two wins, and he played really, really well in the Pittsburgh game, played well enough in the St. Louis game. My second star would be Gostad. He's just, like, always in the corners, driving in deep, you know, trying to make a play happen. And I really think that he does a good job with that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. He's been a gritty player for us this year, and one we can count on no matter in every situation.
And then my third star would be Greer. He got two goals, an assist in just the St. Louis game. I thought he played really well in all of the games, though. He's always a leader on the ice, just like Gostad.
All right, okay. Yeah, I definitely agree with those stars there. My third star would be Jason Pominville. Scored a goal against Ottawa to tie the game, I believe, at 2 in the second period. And then he also scored against Pittsburgh just a couple nights ago to win the game, which, you know, is definitely good for Pominville, you know, to get a game winner, get some confidence, and
yeah,
we'd like to see that consistency out of him.
Keeping the power play on track.
Right, right. My second star would be Lalim. Well, that was my third star. We're going down to from worst to best, although all these stars are pretty good.
Yeah, building up the suspense, right?
Right, right. So my third star was Pominville. My second star is Lalim, who had, right, like you said, good enough to win against St. Louis, let in three goals, but still made some pretty good saves and led our team to victory. And then came in for relief for Ryan Miller. When Miller wasn't on his game, Lalim came in, made some top-notch saves and got the W for us against Pittsburgh, the defending cup champions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give it to Drew Stafford, my number one star, who scored two goals and had an assist on the game-tying goal against Pittsburgh, which was definitely a big game for us, and definitely a big game for all of us Buffalo fans. It's definitely my best game I've seen out of Buffalo this year. After having to sit the game against St. Louis, coming back, scoring in a pressure situation, big crowd, a lot of suspense there. They reviewed the whether it was a goal or not, and he scored in a penalty shot, and then he had one more and set up Gostad for a third point of the night.
So. Yeah, that was great patience on that assist that he made to Gostad. Right. Yeah. Don't get us wrong, everybody. We know that Ryan Miller is definitely our best goaltender on the team. We're not.
Right.
Yeah, he just had a bad night. Prediction wise, we're going to play three games till we talk again. There's going to be one, Atlanta's coming to Buffalo on my birthday, which is tomorrow at 7:30.
January 1st, your New Year's Day birthday, huh, Dave?
Of course. I wouldn't do it any other way.
Nah, sure hope you wouldn't.
I timed it perfectly.
Yes, you did. Good job there, coming out.
And then that's Friday. So then 2 days later would be another Sunday game at 3 o'clock at Montreal, which is a very weird time for hockey games.
Bit of an odd time. The Buffalo Bills should be beaten up on the Indianapolis Colts by that time.
Oh, that's right. So I'm going to miss pretty much the whole hockey game.
We'll look at the replay there, and we'll be ready for the podcast on Thursday, folks. Don't get us wrong.
Oh, yeah. Don't be worried. We'll be ready.
We'll be ready.
And then the 6th, which is a Wednesday night, Tampa Bay comes to Buffalo for a 7 o'clock faceoff. Earlier in the year, Atlanta was in the top 8, and now they have since dropped out. I'm talking about the conference. And Montreal is in 7th, but they always give us trouble. I don't know.
Another divisional opponent, you never know.
Right. And then Tampa Bay, we always seem to beat no matter what. We can go down 3 goals, we can go down 2 goals. It's always like Vanek and Stafford that come back and tie the game no matter what. Against Tampa Bay. They love to do that. So look for Vanek to have a big game against Tampa Bay, he always does.
Like you said, I mean, the Thrashers are right now sitting in 9th place, but Philadelphia must hold the tiebreaker with them because each team has 40 points. Each team has played 39 games. Philadelphia, I guess, has 19 wins as opposed to Atlanta's 18. So,
what do you got? Or do you want me to go first?
I'll go ahead and go first.
Okay.
I'm predicting, with memories of last year's tough shootout loss to Pittsburgh on New Year's Day in the Ice Bowl, I'm predicting a solid win tomorrow by definitely, I'm going to say even by 3 goals, we're going to win.
All right.
I'm going to say maybe a 5-2 victory tomorrow against Atlanta. And then when we play at the Canadiens, I'm going to say that we are going to win, but it's going to be a close game, big hitting game, maybe a fight or two. And then against the Lightning, I'm going to say another win. So I'm going to say 3 straight wins here.
All right. I tried that last weekend and it almost worked. I'm definitely going to say win against Atlanta. I don't want to know how many by or anything, but I'm going to go for double suffering on Sunday, Buffalo Sports Sunday, with a Bills loss. I'm going to predict that, too.
It's going to be reckless.
It's going to be reckless. Reckless weekend. I'm going to predict a Bills loss on Sunday and a Sabres loss on Sunday, even though the show has nothing to do with the Bills. That's how good I am.
Buffalo fans, come on.
And I'm going to predict a win against Tampa Bay. Thomas Vanek ties the game late, and then we win. That's how he does it. I don't know. I'll actually predict, the way we're going to win that game. It's going to be tied late by Thomas Vanek, and then we're going to either, someone's going to score right before regulation ends or in overtime.
Well put. I like that prediction.
And that's all I've got. That's all we've got for that. We'll check the mailbag, see if there's anything in it this week, and then we will be done for the day.
That's true.
Biggie Kay is a girl, took this boy for a while. And as seems per usual now, we arrive at the mailbag with no new mail. So we're setting more records. Last week was 2 weeks in a row. That was a record for the Sabres is Good Weekly. Now we have set a new record with 3, and we hope to break more. Just kidding. We don't.
Folks, just email the show.
We got to have something to talk about with you guys. We want to feel like we're doing it. We feel like we're doing the show for the fans, but
we definitely are.
So, we would like to have some feedback or something, at least like a topic to discuss or something.
Right. If you don't have the time to email in, you don't have an email account, or you just don't know what email is, pick up the phone and we got a call right now. Okay, here's Brad, actually, from mine and Dave's hometown of Clarence, New York. Brad, you're on the line. Brad from Clarence, you are on. You got a question for Dave and I for Sabres is Good Weekly. Brad? All right, we lost Brad. Folks, just try and email the show. It's a lot easier than calling in. Email the show, give us your questions. We do this for you. This is Sabres is Good Weekly.
It definitely is, and it's really easy, too. It's saberspodbox@gmail.com. I believe Sabres podcast was taken, so we're going with podbox, like mailbox. Get it? It's great.
A lot more creative.
It is very creative, and my offer still stands. 100th, we've had like, I don't know, maybe 7 so far. 100th emailer gets a pack of gum. You can email twice per week as a maximum, so it has to be like, you know, it has to last a while.
Right.
All right. I believe that does it for this week's show.
All right. Well, another solid show. We're just hoping for more emails and go Sabres.
Yeah, go Sabres. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep, I'll talk to you next week, Dave.
Actually, I'll talk to you tomorrow, but well.
Goodbye, Sabres Nation.
Yep. I'm David Bloom.
And I'm Chris Kernan.
Goodbye, Sabres Nation.
Goodbye.
Reckless Weekend. And it's going to start tomorrow night, I guess. It's the only thing that makes the Bills games fun now, too.
That is true. With their winning ways going down the toilet.
Nice.
Gotta get reckless.
Join me. Yep. Screw Tom Brady.